Good evening. This is Shabashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said when youth participates in nation building, the nation develops rapidly and also makes its mark in the world. He said, with their hard work and innovation today, the youth of the country is showing the world that how much potential the nation has. He was speaking at the Rose Garden Mela after distributing over 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments through video conferencing today. PM Modi said, the youth who have received their appointment letters today have the big responsibility to strengthen the nation's economy, internal security, develop modern infrastructure and bring changes in the lives of labourers. Union Power Minister Manohar Lal has stated that the hill states of Northeast along with Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh and Jammu and Kashmir are being given more funds for infrastructure in comparison to the plain areas. He said there are opportunities of hydropower sector in Northeast states of Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh. He was talking to media at Gangtok, Sikkim today after attending the regional conference of the energy ministers of the northeastern region. He said issues related to power generation, transmission and distribution were discussed in the meeting. Indian Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil has emphasized the importance of suspending the Indus Waters Treaty of 1960 with Pakistan. He asserted that government will ensure that not even a single drop of water from the Indus River reaches Pakistan. Patil was speaking to media yesterday after attending a high-level meeting chaired by Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi to discuss future course of action following suspension of Indus Waters Treaty in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has issued an advisory to all media channels to refrain from showing live coverage of anti-terrorist operations and movement of security forces in the interest of national security. It said that the media, digital platforms and individuals play a vital role in safeguarding national security. The ministry asked them to refrain from reporting based on sources-based information related to defense operations or movement. It said premature disclosure of sensitive information may inadvertently assist hostile elements and endanger operational effectiveness and the safety of personnel. The UN Security Council has strongly condemned the terror attack in Jammu and Kashmir's Pahalgam. In a statement, Council members emphasized that terrorism is a major threat to global peace and must be fought in all its forms. The Council called for the perpetrators, supporters and sponsors of the attack to be brought to justice, urging all countries to cooperate under international law. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 121st episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. Deputy Chief Minister Chuna Main was conferred the Doctor of Philosophy honoris causa by Guwahati University during its 32nd convocation on Friday. The honorary degree was awarded in recognition of Main's exceptional contributions to political leadership, cultural preservation and regional development. The degree was presented to him by Assam Governor and University Chancellor Lakshman Prasad Acharya in presence of Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma and Education Minister Dr. Ranoj Pegu. Akashvani won a total of 6 awards in various categories at the India Audio Summit and Awards 2025, the third edition of the awards, which recognize excellence in radio and audio content production, was held in Mumbai last night. Among the top accolades for Akashvani, former Union Minister Smriti Irani's program Nai Soch Nai Kahani, a radio journey with Smriti Irani, was named Series of the Year on radio. The News Services Division's popular weekly phone-in show Public Speak was recognized as the best produced audio streaming program in the health and fitness category. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert over East Siang, Lower Dibang Valley and Lohit districts of Arunachal Pradesh. IMD has said that these places are very likely to receive thunderstorms with lightning and very heavy rainfall in isolated places over the next 24 hours. The IMD has also issued a yellow alert over 15 districts in the state. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.